Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's February 8th, 2021, and this is episode 6 of the Context and Clarity podcast. I want you to know up front that the reason that I record these podcasts is to start the thought process and spur conversation. I want to challenge you to think and to explore these topics further and to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. This is my second week of recording this podcast, so let's recap last week real quick. In episode 1, last Monday, I talked about an ethical question for employees. What if someone wants to hire you, but not your firm? In episode 2, I asked about good ways to have your contracts reviewed without breaking the bank. And then in episode 3, I talked about YouTube for architects. Do you have a channel? In episode 4, I introduced you to Evan Troxell, who joined Catherine McPhail and I on our Thursday simulcast episode to talk about how technology is changing the profession of architecture. And then finally, in Friday's episode number 5, I asked you about your go-to resource for recruiting new talent. If you missed any of those conversations, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to the episode that you missed. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. It's about an hour-long conversation with well over 100 questions and comments, all from the Entree Architect Community. But if you're not a fan of Facebook, that's okay. I'm not either. The only thing that I do on Facebook is host Context and Clarity and get into the conversations inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. That's it. I even have an easy link that takes me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. Super simple. It takes you right there. So think about joining the group and becoming part of that live conversation. Now today at 4 p.m. Eastern, in our daily Context and Clarity conversation, I'll kick things off by asking, what are the first steps that you need to take to start your own firm? At the very beginning of this episode, I said you may be the employee of a firm, and you may even be dreaming of starting your own firm. So if the time is now, if it's time for you to start your own firm, What are the first things that you need to do in order to set yourself up for success? If you've been planning this for a while, you've probably already taken some of those steps, and hopefully you know the next steps that you need to take. But if you've been dreaming and it's just now starting to become more of a reality, what do you do next? I know that because of everything that's happened around the world in the past year or so, that there are a lot of people that have or will start their own firm because they've been planning on it. But there are also some that will go out on their own out of necessity, just in order to survive. So I want to make sure that we're able to help and support anyone that's in that situation as well. And I especially want to hear from you if you started your own firm some time ago. What mistakes did you make? If you had to do it all over again, what would you do differently? Help someone else succeed by not having to make the same mistakes that you made. What's changed since you started your firm? What did you do right, and what would you encourage others to pay attention to? These are all questions that I think we need to ask and answer. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow, and in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns. What's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault. or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.